Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3324, and today's date is April 8th, 2024, and the title of the episode is When Biden is Talking About the Economy, He's Talking to the Illegals, Playbook Known. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private what's the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now continually moving with their green new scam, where basically what they want to do is they want to control everyone on this planet. They want people in smart cities. They don't want people driving around. They don't want people traveling, and they want reduced population, and they don't want the people using resources on this planet. That's pretty much what they want. And they're trying to convince the people of this country and the people around the world that everything that is happening to this planet is their fault. And when you look around and you really study what they've been talking about, where they said snow was going to be a thing of the past, the seas are rising, and everything else, it turns out that all of what they're saying is completely fake, phony, and false. But this doesn't mean they're going to stop. They're going to continue on pushing their agenda, because once they kicked it off back in March of 2020, they cannot stop. They must continue on. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're hoping that they continue with their entire agenda. Because when you have the people not afraid in their homes, or there's no war and there's no destruction, people see everything that's happening. And people start to think logically as they hear the information. And as they hear more and more information, they start to question the information. And when they start to question the information, they start to say, you know something, I'm not really believing what they're telling us. And people aren't believing the Green New Scam. People aren't believing what they're saying about the economy. And the people now, they realize who is destroying everything that we have known. And once again, it goes back to the same exact players. It goes back to the central bank, the World Economic Forum, the deep state players. And you can see, as they try to push their Green New Scam, they're going to try to do many different things. Remember, going back in time, they told us they would like to, you know, block the sun. They would like to stop the sun from shining on the earth. And that's exactly what they're trying to do right now. And this is what they're trying out in San Francisco. A solar geoengineering experiment in San Francisco injected salt crystals into the atmosphere to reflect sunlight. The project was not widely announced to avoid public backlash. Why would that avoid public backlash? This entire galaxy, the universe, is based on sun heating up the planets. So life form can actually live on the planet, grow food and everything else. If they start to reflect the sunlight, what do you think is going to happen to the planet? The planet's going to cool down. Is it really warming up right now? No, it's not. This is all of their hocus pocus, make you believe something's happening when it really isn't. Remember, it's the same people that told you that COVID is deadly, that we have a pandemic, that you must take the bioweapon. Remember, these are the people that have continually lied to you over and over and over, and they're continually lying now. And the people, they're waking up, they understand this. And while they're pushing this, the entire economic system is completely and utterly breaking down. The people know who, they know who's responsible. But again, the deep state does what the deep state likes to do. The central bank does what the central bank likes to do. They like to blame everything on someone else. So this way, they can do other things. And they want the people to believe that all of this is happening because of an event, because of a bridge collapsing, because of a cyber attack. But the problem is the people, they see the agenda. They see what they've been doing. So the people aren't really going along with this. And people are noticing that the economy is continually breaking down, even though Biden is out there trying to convince everyone that the economy is great. And actually, when he's talking to people, he's not really talking to the American people. He doesn't care about the American people. He's actually talking to the illegals. The illegals, hey, don't worry. We got your back. You're going to get jobs. Don't worry. We're going to pay for things. You won't feel the inflation. That's what he's really doing. But the everyday person who lives here in the United States, who's a citizen, who pays taxes, who would like to make a living, they see the opposite happening right now. And they see stores closing. They see people getting laid off. They see the inflation. They see it all. And when you look at what's been happening, you can really see the inflation. Remember the 99-cent stores? Well, it looks like they're shuttering nationwide because of inflation. And they're closing 371 locations. Well, if there wasn't any inflation, why would they be closing? Because they can't sell anything for 99 cents anymore. That's what happens. And like we said from the very beginning, Biden is actually talking to the illegals. All the policies that he's putting forth goes to those people that are coming into the country. The reason why they feel good is because the government is subsidizing everything for them. They get them food. They get them housing. Out in California now, they're going to pay for first-time home buyers, and they're going to help with the down payment. Yeah, if someone's giving you cash all the time and helping you every step of the way, do you feel the economy's bad? No. But who's paying for all of this? Oh, that's right. Every single person here. And think about how many people are laid off. Think about how many people are having a very difficult time. How many people can't pay their bills? How many people are having a difficult time purchasing food? How many people are worried about their jobs, worried about being laid off? And once again, you can see their entire plan. I'm talking about the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum. Their entire plan is to give all the jobs, give everything to the illegals, and give nothing to the American people. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Because when you look at the job market, what do you see? You see that there is a lot more illegals taking the jobs, and you see a lot more U.S.-born workers losing their jobs. Zero Hedge put this out on X and said, how is this not the biggest political talking point right now? Since October 2019, native-born U.S. workers have lost 1.4 million jobs. Over the same period, foreign-born workers have gained 3 million jobs. That is a very good question. How come everyone's not talking about this? EJ Antoni, PhD, put this out and said, it's amazing that removing 5 million people from the unemployment rate calculation can do. You're not unemployed. You're uncounted. And this is a strategy that they've been using for a very long time. So basically what they do, those Americans, those who are still looking for work but can't find work, they're not counted in the unemployment calculation. So they're saying, hey, look, unemployment's going down because look how many people are employed. Oh, we don't count those people over there. I know they're still looking, but you know, it's been 3-4 months and they still can't find anything. So we're just not going to count them anymore. And this is how they manipulate the calculation. Then what do? They take the foreign workers and they give them and replace the American workers with the foreign workers, just like Tyson Food is doing. They're removing the American worker and they're replacing them at probably lower pay. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. They're giving those to illegals. And this is how you replace the people in this country. And why would they do this? Because once again, this has to do with the election. This has to do with taking this country and transitioning it into a third world country. It's about restructuring the entire system. This is what they're trying to do. But in the end, I do believe this is going to work. And just like we said before, California right now has proposed a new bill that would make illegal migrants eligible for first-time homebuyer loans and help with down payments. You don't think every American would love this right now? But no, they don't care. They're the American people. They're living on the streets. They're living in tents. They're giving everything to the illegals. And you could see this is their main priority right now. Their main priority is to keep the illegals as happy as possible because they're going to need them later on. And that's exactly what they're doing. And yes, there's many different agendas associated with this. They need the illegals because, again, they're criminals. A lot of them are criminals. I say majority of them are criminals. And they're going to need them as for foot soldiers. And they're going to need them to replace the American people in certain jobs. And they're going to need these people to vote. So basically, that's what they're trying to do right now. And you can see that the people now of this country, they're seeing this all play out right in front of their faces. As the people struggle, as the people realize that the economy is not doing well, as the people realize that Biden is lying to them, the people now are seeing what the true agenda is and what they're actually doing. Because remember, the American people, they're struggling right now. And as inflation continues on, what happens? It gets harder and harder for them. And right now, and this is coming from the Kobisi letter, the U.S. adults now need a record 1.5 million on average to comfortably retire. This is up 50% since 2020 and 16% higher than last year when a typical person needed 1.3 million. Among different generations, Gen Z and millennials will require the most at approximately 1.6 million. Why has retirement become so expensive? Rising cost of living, longer life expectancy, possible future Social Security benefits cuts are some reasons. To put this in perspective, the average American has just $65,000 in saving, 22 times less than they need for retirement. Are we in a retirement crisis? I do believe we are. But again, the deep state players, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they don't really care about this. They don't care about the infrastructure of America. They don't care if people can pay their bills or not. They only care if you could pay your taxes, basically. They don't care about anything because they never did. Remember, these people are not they have no allegiance to the United States, no allegiance to any country. Their allegiance is to their criminal system. Their allegiance is to control. That's where their allegiance lies. So they don't really care about America, because if they really did, they would build up the infrastructure, they would help the people. Basically, we have a tyrannical government that's running the entire system, and it all started back in 1913 when the central bank came into existence. And yes, the entire system is completely and utterly controlled by the central bank system. They know how to build it up, they know how to crash it, and they can do it anytime they want. Remember going back a little bit in time when Kyle Bass says, listen, they have a slush fund where they're using it to keep the market up? Well, I do believe that slush fund is going to run out very close to the presidential election, and we're going to see the entire system completely and utterly come down. Now, I do believe the good guys, they know that they're going to do this. Remember, this is the bad guys that are doing it, because in the end, what they really want to do is they want to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam, and they want to convince everyone that this is the direction we have to head in. Now, once again, Biden has been causing all this. He prepared phase one of this plan, the Green New Scam, the Great Reset. And I do believe in the end, they're going to have to remove him and blame everything on the bridge, shift the focus, saying it had nothing to do with him, bring the other person in. And when the system comes down, they can blame it on the bridge. That's why it's collapsing. And then they can blame it on the cyber attack. And then they can say, don't worry, we can rebuild this entire system. Because if you go back to 2020, the market just didn't come down by itself. Actually, the central bank was involved in this. Finance a lot put this out on X and said the following. Funniest people are those who think the 20 crash was caused by a virus. The banking system was already collapsing in September of 19, forcing the Fed to start repo interventions like in 2008. The system only collapsed when the Fed pulled repo away. 2023 is the same game plan with BTFP and OCE. And when you look at this, you can see this is exactly what they did. They pulled the plug and everything started to collapse. They were hoping to collapse it during Trump's presidency, but it failed. And it didn't work the way they thought it was going to work. I wonder if Trump used the slush fund to keep everything operational. Most likely, yes. And I think Biden kept the slush fund going, and he's going to use it up as he gets closer and closer to the presidential election. So I do believe in the end, the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, their plan was always to crash the system. Their plan was to bring us into the Great Reset because they told us this is exactly what they were going to do. And I do believe they're going to try to use events to cover everything up. This is why they don't really care what the American people think about what they're doing, because they think in their minds, hey, we'll just point to the event and the people will just believe us. But once again, the last 4 years of Biden lying to us, of the Fed lying to us, of Janet Yellen lying to us, and all the other agencies lying to us, and as they keep lying to us, do you really think the people in the end are going to believe that, yes, it was because of the bridge? Oh, yes, it was because of a cyber event. No, they're going to say, you know something? We know the entire system was crashing. We know what you were doing. We know that you increased the fuel costs. We know that you caused inflation. We know that you lied to us about all of this. We know that you didn't spend a dime on the chargers like you said you were going to do. Everyone is going to understand this. So this entire push to use these events, they're not going to work in the end. Actually, it's going to hurt them in the end. And the people, I do believe they're going to be pushing back, because look at what the farmers have been seeing across the world. The push to get rid of farmers, to tax them. Because the system is breaking down. What do you think the people in Canada see? They see a huge amount of inflation. Are they going to believe that a cyber attack was the problem? No, absolutely not. Especially here in the United States. When the fuel prices start to pick up like they are right now, when inflation starts to pick up, are people going to say, holy crap, you know what caused the inflation? It was the cyber attack. No. The people aren't going to believe that. The people already know that the system is breaking down. And I do believe Trump, along the way, he's going to remind the people that, look, it's them who are causing this problem. It's they are destroying the economy. They're the ones who are causing the high fuel costs. They're the ones that are doing all this. And I do believe in the end, the people will know. The people will understand who is responsible. And that, I think, is very, very important. Because, again, what the central bank likes to do is they like to use these events. They like to use the scare events to scare people into thinking one way when actually something else is happening. Just like during the elections of 2020, they used a scare event to make you scared so you wouldn't go to the voting centers. You would stay home and you would use the mail-in ballots, and this way they could use the mail-in ballots to cheat. It's the same exact thing. But this time around, I don't think the people are going to buy this. I think as time goes on, people are going to understand that they've been lying to them. And every policy and everything that Biden has put together has not worked. People aren't going to believe that the bridge is the problem. So I think in the end, this is all going to fail, and it's going to fail big time. And Trump, he's going to usher in solutions like we've never seen before. And people are going to remember the economy under Trump going back to 2016 to 2020. That's what they're going to remember, because Trump is going to remind them. And I think in the end, everything the deep state is going to try to do is going to fail. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.